The Doug Steffen Good Day program, opening up the floodgates of information so you can figure out what's going on in the world and what your attitude is toward some of these things that are happening, good or bad. 2020 Info Quiz coming up in a few minutes. Also, Camp Town Races, sing that song. excuse me, back to the serious side of things. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with a medical opinion or two or three or four based on his research. He's one of the three medical experts that we have attached to the Good Day program at your service and on your side. Right now, our service is aimed at figuring out what's going on today around the world. The terror group behind the Kenyan attack says troops trying to end the siege used chemical weapons. We know there's a demolition going on at the mall. 137 hostages apparently are in the rubble. One can only speculate as to their condition, Kenny. Government denies all these claims. There was a fellow who was really annoyed at me. I read part of his email from earlier today, who's a Kenyan that listens to us on the American Forces radio network. He was really annoyed at my characterization of the Kenyans, and I'm sorry he was annoyed, but I think I'm probably closer to the facts than he. I mean, we're all proud of our countries, and we don't like to see things like this going on there any more than we want to see them going on here or any place. But there is not, shall we say, a lot of organization, even though Kenya has progressed somewhat in the last 10 or 15 years. They're not likely to handle things, and they're welcome. It's their country. They ought to handle them the way they want to. Outside world can look at it and say, "Why? That's outrageous. Look at what you're doing to your own people." But they call the shots, and we just talk about it. And so in the circumstances we're in, the usage of chemical weapons here, this has gone on for decades. Now we seem to be all worried about their usage and where are they coming from? How are these people getting old? And why does the government of Kenya have chemical weapons? And who sold them to them? Is that a question? That's a sidebar question, but I think it's a good question, isn't it?
It's a very good question, yes.
888-302-3684. Okay, so in a speech to the UN, the Iranian president, Mr. Rouhani, acknowledged that the Holocaust happened, something his predecessor, Mr. Ahmadinejad, could never bring himself to admit. It seemed, if you listen to, I didn't listen to it, but I read between the lines, that there was a more, I don't know if we could, I wouldn't say more pro-Israeli, I'd just say not as anti. Is that a good characterization of, it just didn't seem like they were all about trying to push the Israelis into the ocean. And for purposes of tension relief, I guess that's probably pretty good. Let's see, continuing with Ted Cruz vowing to speak against the president's health care law until he's no longer able to stand. Well, that'll stop at 1 o'clock because he won't be able to stand. They'll make him sit down and they'll carry him out because there's a vote scheduled for 1, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still going strong for now, though.
Yeah, if you want to watch it, it's on, if you want to be put to sleep, go to C-SPAN. Pope Benedict, breaking his self-imposed silence to reply to a critic, has denied covering up the problems with sexually abusive priests. Really? Good for you.
Break.
Yeah, what a bunch of gas that is. The new guy, however, will not do this. Francis will not cover up. He gets to the, my guess is he gets to the root of the problem, frankly. Benedict was nothing but a self-serving, puffed up piece as far as I was concerned. Didn't bring a thing to the church or to discussions of issues or anything. He was just an empty suit or an empty robe, perhaps. Ooh, that'll get people upset. One of the things that I note with interest in looking at the, we've sort of cast Syria aside now that we're not going to go blow them up. But maybe the attention ought to be focused on, instead of the chemical weapons, it ought to be focused on the mass starvation that's going on in Syria. Are we there to help? Is the international community there to help? Is Assad going to let people come in and feed? Nobody, they can't grow anything. They're not growing much. They never have anyway, but they have relied a lot on imports. But all the ports are closed, and they can't get stuff in and out of the country on trains or in trucks or anything else. Country is at its knees. You can bet that Assad is eating well, but most of his countrymen are starving. And that has not been something that was in the news at all. So, something to be paying attention to. All right, so we've taken care of some of the big headlines, big stories of the day. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with the very interesting and important medical news and issues of the day. Here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire. Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
15 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesdays at this time, we have a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the most formidable presences. Is that a good... he has a formidable presence. How about that?
There you go.
You like that? He's a NUCA board-certified chiropractor specializing in matters of the neck. You know how some psychiatrists and psychologists specialize in matters of the heart? Jack specializes in matters of the neck. But he's also a noted homeopath. I don't know. You don't even like that terminology. I think that...
No, no. I respect homeopathy. I just don't do homeopathy.
Well, you do all natural. You do...
Well, that's true. I do all natural stuff, all food-based nutrition.
Right.
The body responds to food naturally. It does not respond to drugs naturally. It just responds to drugs forcibly, chemically.
Right.
So we stay away from that. We just use foods.
Let's talk about food. And what sort of food is appropriate to eat before you go to bed? Our medical theme of the week has to do with a question as to whether or not you should eat after 8 o'clock. And that means getting up in the middle of the night or whenever it is. I happen to be one of the people that eats and goes to bed. That's my lifestyle. I work all day. I finish about 9 o'clock. I come home, fix myself something to eat, and go to bed. And people have been saying for years it wasn't good for me. I think it depends on what you eat. What say you?
Well, it depends on what kind of habits you've established for yourself, and definitely it depends on what you eat. The liver, we know, has hundreds of functions, but its two major functions is either the digestion of what we have eaten in the last few hours, mm-hmm. or detoxification of the blood, to clean it, to balance the fat processes back out inside the system that have been thrown a curveball by what we eat, what we ate or did not eat as a part of our regular habits. So when we go to bed, the idea for deep relaxation is for the only disturbance coming from the liver is to be detoxifying and cleaning the blood, not digesting. A lot of people who will eat before they go to bed will have a hard time getting the really deep sleep that they want because the liver had to drop the detox processes and get back to balancing nutritional requirements and chemicals. So the idea, I know I sleep better if I go to bed just slightly hungry. I've been cutting back quite a bit on what I do eat the last 2 or 3 hours before I go to bed. So for most people, they're going to sleep a lot better if their stomachs are, if not empty, at least well on the way to being empty before they do go to bed.
Really?
Because the idea, you've got all this fat going through the blood all the time.
Right.
And it's a natural process so that when the sugar levels come back down because of whatever carbohydrate mix you had previously eaten, the fat is still there to continue to provide energy for the body, which is why you don't wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning starving to death, because the cells are still getting plenty of energy during the night. Well, some people do, but they need to sit down and spend some time with Mary.
Mm-hmm.
However, that being said.
She's an excellent
She's the one in charge of our nutrition.
Yeah, excellent.
In fact, we have people coming in from Denver this weekend for that very thing.
Really?
So
really?
In any event, yes, we do. And so the important thing here is to recognize that there are processes going on inside the body, even though we've gone to sleep. The sleep centers that are in the back of the brain, just up inside the skull, will lower consciousness. But everything else is still going strong, especially either digestion of food or the detoxification of the blood, the cleaning up of the blood, mm-hmm. trying to bring back a metabolic balance, a chemical balance, as a result of what we have just eaten. So even if we had just, you know, some fruit, some fresh, ripe fruit, which I would suggest if you're going to eat something before you go to bed, do that, because that requires the least amount of digestive processes. But to sit there and have a steak, or have a steak with a baked potato or something that mixes proteins and carbs like that before you go to bed, you're not going to get the rest you think you're going to get.
Well, they're going to have
what you think you've been getting.
Right, and the work is going to be done, but your eyes may be closed. But your body is going to be.
That's right.
Doing a lot of
banging
around.
Your body's still sprinting down the highway. That's right.
Yeah, and then
it's very
difficult
for the muscles to relax. That's right, you don't.
Don't get into an REM, a REM state of sleep, with all that other stuff going on in your body. And I think that's maybe what this is about, at least in part. Eating, though.
Well, it also.
Go ahead.
But it also contributes to sleep apnea. It contributes to snoring. It contributes to nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
It contributes to an emotional imbalance when you wake up in the morning because your endocrine system couldn't balance during the night either.
Yep. All right. So the advice is be careful. It's not don't eat, but be careful of what you eat. That's what I think I'm hearing from you.
Yes, just be careful. If you're going to do it, eat something light and easily digested.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the Forbidden Doc newsletter at jackstockwell.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Close to the edge, we're trying not to lose our head.
Give us some time to make me wonder why you wanna take us under.
Why you wanna take us under?
I think you're killing some time to make me wonder why you wanna take us under.
Why you wanna take us under?
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Broken glass everywhere. If it ain't about no money, Puff, I just don't care.
That's
I'm
right.
That good guy, the fly guy. Sometime wise guy. Sometime a H-A-W-A-I-I.
Mace, can you please stop smoking, Lala?
Puff, why try? I'm a thug, I'm a die. I be out in Jersey, puffin' Hershey. Brothers ain't worthy to rock my derby. When I'm in the club, G, though I know the thug be wanting to slug me. Could it be I move
as much? As usual, Forbes magazine loves their lists, and people are intrigued by some of these lists when it comes to entertainers. You'll be interested to know who the highest paid hip-hop artists are. You want to know that, Kenny? Are you curious about who the highest paid hip-hop artists are in America?
Sure.
All right. So the number one highest paid hip-hop person, according to Forbes, is P. Diddy, who we're listening to in the background, earned $50 million this past year to top the Cash Kings list of famous, highly paid hip-hop artists. All right, so he's number one. Normally I do this backwards, but let's do number one. Now number two. P. Diddy beat out Jay-Z. Is Jay-Z married to Beyonce? Do I remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I'm kind of up on my hip-hop stuff. Pretty good, huh?
He does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, producing and and whatnot. So
but he's
he has lots of revenue streams.
Yeah, a lot of he's got a clothing line, stuff like that. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right, so do we have Jay-Z audio or just Jay-Z doesn't sing somewhere? Yeah, maybe. All right. Anyway, Jay-Z, second on the list, made $43 million last year in the hip-hop world. Jay-Z, number two. Coming in at number three is Dr. Dre. Probably doesn't sound too much like Jay-Z.
He seems to sound a lot like Jay-Z.
He certainly does sound like Dr. Dre. I'm sure that Michael is trying to push a button someplace. We don't have Dr. Dre. All right. Dr. Dre made $40 million last year in hip-hop revenue. That's number, he's three, right? P. Diddy is one, Jay-Z's two, Dr. Dre's three. Nicki Minaj, only lady on the list, is at number four. I didn't get that she was a hip-hopper. She's a hip-hop artist? I didn't get that when she was on American Idol. Would she be considered hip-hop?
She wasn't on Idol.
Who was the judge on, what show was she the judge
on?
Oh,
yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Go back to the bathroom, will you, please? Yeah. All right, so Nicki Minaj made $29 million last year. And Kanye West, at bottom of the list, he's the one who's marrying Kim Kardashian, right? He's probably making more money than he is. Isn't Kanye West the father of that baby, Northwest?
Yes.
With her?
Yeah, and he's not going to be happy that he's at the bottom of the list.
He's not going to be at all. They only made $20 million last year, and I'll bet you Kim, for doing nothing, made more money than that.
Yeah, I bet she did. Right.
Is this the Birdman, Rich, Kenny? Michael?
Kanye.
Oh, is this Kanye West? Sorry, we were listening to Nicki Minaj instead of listening to Kanye West. All right, so there we have it. The list of highly paid hip-hop artists in our country. Bill Nye, the science guy, had a little problem. He was thrown out of Dancing with the Stars, I think, the first night, wasn't he? Wasn't he eliminated?
No, he's not eliminated yet.
I thought he was thrown out. And he hurt his knee. Was that it? That's why he may be out?
Yeah, I don't think they've made a decision, or he hasn't made a decision. I heard he was injured. He didn't get eliminated.
Oh.
He has a huge fan base.
Really? Bill Nye, the science guy. 28 after on Good Day.
When do you plan to retire? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The average planned retirement age used to be 69. That was in 2011. Now people say they'll work until age 71. But what is really happening? We're talking about the oldest baby boomers, those who were born in 1946. More than half of these oldest boomers are actually already retired at the age of 66. The MetLife Mature Market Institute conducted this survey, AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer. They looked at work and retirement issues, finances and housing, family and health aging, and their views of the future. To find out what these older baby boomers actually did, check the link on our website. Many claim their Social Security at age 66, not age 70, when that monthly check is bigger. To find out how much bigger, run the numbers on AARP's Social Security calculator. It never hurts to really plan ahead. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot, with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Program has is to not only present the news and information that you need to sort of know what's going on every day and what all this means to you, but also we have helpful information that helps you decide. And with all of this focus on health care, there are tons of scams. And Steve Wiseman, who is the official attorney for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here. We'll be talking about some of the scams there and the ripoffs that come from things like these FEMA maps that force homeowners to buy unnecessary insurance. That plus all of the health care scams that you need to be aware of as we get closer to the 1st of October. Hopefully that'll help you out, and we'll have that for you in just a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I monitoring big stories of the day. Ted Cruz continues. There's a story today about a fellow named Barry Clifford who believes the wreck of a pirate ship called Wida off the coast of Cape Cod here in Massachusetts holds a motherload of riches. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's very interesting, Kenny, how some of these people who are these undersea explorers get money from big investors. And the investors who put up, for example, doing something like this probably costs, some of these things have cost millions, tens of millions of dollars to have an expedition go out and look around. Sometimes they win. It's like a pig in a poke. But if they win, for example, in this circumstance, big time, apparently there are hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least that's the story that goes with the research that's been done on this ship. So they go down. I wonder why nobody, you see, it's just sometimes, I don't know if it's dumb luck or people who really go out and do the research to find out where, I don't even know, how would you begin looking? Would you Google ships wrecked with lots of money? How do you start a search for a ship that's full of sunken treasure? It's very interesting. Anyway, so that's a story to follow. See what kind what they come up with there. Among this year's recipients of the Genius Grants, a doctor who created a system to track patients in desperately poor Camden, New Jersey, and make sure they got the care they needed after they left the hospital. So that's kind of cool. I love these Genius
Grants. Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns.
I don't know.
There's another Genius Grant coming.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking. You get that. Here is the story of a 99-year-old Iowan, started school in a one-room schoolhouse, left high school one credit shy of graduation in 1932. She will receive her diploma for finishing that one credit today. 99 years old. God love her.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Nice. That's great.
All right. This is the 20th anniversary of Nirvana's final studio album. Kurt Cobain's mother is putting his childhood home, complete with his mattress, up for sale. The value of the house is $67,000, asking price $500,000. Is Kurt Cobain's home worth $500,000 when it's assessed at $67,000? Some fool will come along, I'll bet you, and pay the $500,000. What do you bet?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I bet somebody will.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be surprised if there was a bidding war over it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Kurt Cobain, not his wife, however. She won't be working on that. I don't imagine. No. Right? Probably not going to do that. At any rate, the time is 22 minutes before the hour, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a legal expert and a friend of the program, is going to be here to help you understand what you need to look out for when it comes to signing up for various health care plans, because there are scams galore. And is the author of Scamicide. Well, actually, the website is scamicide.com. He's written a couple of books on scams. You can check out at that website. But I want you to, I hope you're going to find this important and compelling, because it is an issue of the day that needs to be resolved before the 1st of October, which is a week from, yesterday? What is today? Today's Wednesday, so first day of October is next
Tuesday. Yeah, a week from yesterday,
right.
Yeah.
Let's help you right now, though. If you have puffy, baggy eyes underneath your eyes, when you look in the mirror today, did you see puffiness under your eyes? You see bags under your eyes? They're hard to get rid of, and you know that. Or at least that was the case until now. Now we have GenuCell stem cell therapy to tell you about. This is a genuine hit, specifically targeting your eyes, puffiness, bags, that sort of thing. It's a special cream that comes from a new technological process that has 8 different ingredients, but it's a clinical-grade serum that comes as a result of working on the stem cell research projects that are going on all around the medical world. 12 hours and your puffiness begins to go away. Check it out. 2 weeks. Puffiness gone. You got to keep using the cream to keep them away, obviously. That's what they're trying to sell you. They'll sell you the cream. You try it. You see your puffiness goes away. So you don't say, okay, I'm fixed. No, you got to keep applying it. That's their gimmick. But you'll see it works, and you'll want to keep having GenuCell around so that you can have the look that you want around your eyes. It's the patented plant stem cell technology that has improved this cream. Longevity, brilliance, all will be yours when you dial 800-543-9262. When I say longevity, I mean keeping your puffiness, keeping the eyes from looking swollen and like your sad sack. That's what you're improving, and it'll keep improving as long as you keep using GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Get it direct from the manufacturer. Say goodbye to the puffiness and hello to great-looking eyes. 800-543-9262. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique, which is a legendary face cream that's it really is superb. Put that all around, like put it on your forehead, side of your eyes, one of the crows of your eyes, that kind of stuff. Crow's feet, not crows. Crow's feet next to your eyes. GenuCell and Esotique, available at 800-543-9262.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire. Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
It's time to mug up. Strike a pose with your favorite coffee mug for a shot at winning a year's worth of Dunkin' Donuts coffee and other great prizes. Now through June 2nd, 2014, Dunkin' Donuts coffee fans will be challenged to take a photo that captures a different mug-up theme. Mary Beth Burns, Vice President Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
One thing Dunkin' Donuts coffee fans have in common is passion. Show us your creativity by photographing your best mugshot for a chance to win great prizes. September's theme is Mug Hug, so we want coffee enthusiasts to snap pictures hugging their favorite coffee mug. The cozier, the better.
No purchase necessary. Visit DunkinAtHome.com for complete official rules, prize details, odds of winning, and entry requirements. The promotion runs now through June 2nd, 2014 at 11:59 a.m. Eastern. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and over. Void where prohibited or restricted by law.
All right, we now have 17 before the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I have Steve Wiseman, who is college professor at Bentley University here in Massachusetts, well-known lawyer, one of the country's leading experts in scams. And we've had many conversations on the air about various types of scams. So, for the most part, our time today devoted to the Affordable Health Care Act and the scams that are being attached, because next week people have to make up their minds about choices. Is that right, Steve?
The key thing is next week is the first date that people can actually sign up. October 1st is the first date, although the security system is being tested September 30th, the day before. So I wouldn't be urging people to be quick to be the first ones to sign up, because you may want to see what's going to happen with the security system that's going to have all of the information that you provide.
How so? Explain how that might work, if you don't
mind.
Okay.
What happens is the way people are going to sign up is they're going to speak with people called navigators. And, the program could work very well.
Really?
What's going to happen is these navigators will help you, in essence, navigate through the system, see what programs are good for you. Now, there are a lot of different programs that will have certain monies paid by the government, and you may be eligible for tax credits or cost-sharing deductions. And the way that they're going to find that out is there is a data hub called the Federal Data Services Hub, and it connects seven different government agencies, the IRS, Health and Human Services, Department of Justice, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, Department of Defense, and Social Security Administration. So these navigators will be able to get into these databases and confirm and verify the information about you and see which you're eligible for. Now, that's great, except for the fact that we don't know how secure this data system is. These data hubs have been individually hacked. Now we've got navigators hacking in, or not hacking into them, but going into them. We don't know who these navigators are. They no background checks, no fingerprinting is being done on these people. We also have real risks of the security in the various navigator organizations, because they're being done throughout the country in individual organizations, many nonprofit groups who are kind of this being farmed out to. Now, a lot of them are big and secure. Others are, and I'm not picking on these two, it's just their names jumped out, the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska or the Ohio Association of Food Banks. I don't know how good their security is. And your security and my security is only as good as the weakest. So until we know that data hub is secure, until we know that there aren't identity thieves who are got jobs as navigators, and they could, I think people might want to wait a little bit to see how it shakes out.
All right, when you say wait a little bit, how? What's the opening again?
Yeah, the opening is October 1st. But what happened was...
But how long does it last, October 1st to...
Well, you've got to have your insurance in place by January 1st, 2014. So you've got, you know, you got a few months. But what my concern is that the security of this data hub, which is going to have all this information, they put off and off and off the final testing because it hasn't passed. And now the final testing is the day before the program goes into effect. And frankly, I don't trust it. So I would say at least wait a week, see what's going to be happening in the news. You and I can even talk about what's going on as far as the security there before people may want to get into it. Also, for any of your listeners who are on Medicare, you don't have to get new insurance under the Affordable Care Act. If somebody contacts you about that, they're not only a scam artist, they're violating a specific crime that could put them in jail for 5 years. So just hang up if you're on Medicare. You don't need it, and you don't need a new card.
All right. So the window is October 1st to January 1st. Wait a while. Are there any scams that you can think of that would be akin to other medical kind of scams that would be something that really stands out?
Yeah, there are a lot of them that are tied to this. One of the big ones is people being called and told that they have to get a new Affordable Care Act identity card. There is no such thing. So anyone asking you for that is a scammer. Also, they'll just say to certain people on Medicare, well, because of the Affordable Care Act, we need to issue a new Medicare card. So just give us your old number. Well, first of all, if they're from Medicare, they know your number. Second of all, Medicare is the one major federal agency that just is too stupid to get it, and they still use the Social Security number as the Medicare identification number. So if you turn that over to someone, you basically have made yourself a victim of identity theft. So those are the big ones right now.
All right, let me ask you about another scam that came to my attention today. The folks at FEMA who are crowing about how wonderfully well the agency's working now. It's not the old FEMA, it's the new FEMA. Well, there is the forces at work here with homeowners insurance. FEMA maps are what the insurance company uses to determine whether you're in a flood insurance zone, a flood plain.
Yeah.
The problem is most of the maps are old, outdated, and or incorrect. And there's been an investigation into this that found that the maps, which are basically used all around the country, are way out of date, riddled with errors, and people are being required by the insurance companies to pay, in some cases, $25,000 more for insurance because they're in a flood zone when they aren't in a flood zone at all. And so one wonders how, I mean, this is a government scam, and people are having to sue the government to change the map because the insurance company say, hey, what do you want from us? We're just using the government maps. So there's a yank going on here. How do people avoid that?
Yeah, you know, a pox on all of them. The insurance companies are saying that, you know, we're not the ones who are making this determination, but in point of fact, they know that they're not accurate.
Right.
So I do think there is some liability there. I don't think they can just rely on the government maps. The federal government is not doing what it is supposed to do. And we used to have something in the law for years called a writ of mandamus, which was to require the government to actually do what the jobs that particular agencies are required to do, and you can still bring this in court. So this is something that I'd like to see a class action against FEMA on that.
Right. All right. So the FEMA maps, if somebody says you got to pay more insurance because you're in a floodplain, you better be questioning, especially if I saw a story of one couple whose house was 4 miles away from the nearest tributary, and they lived on a hill, and they still were supposed to pay, and they're the ones who brought this to a head. So an important thing to check out. Lots of scams covered. Warnings at scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Good Day program here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
This is not a rap on the program today, Kenny. This is Will Smith from the 1997 movie Men in Black. The name of the tune is Men in Black. Wow, how creative is that? Will Smith is 45 today, so we'll celebrate him just a bit with this music. Not bad stuff. That first movie was a pretty good movie. I don't like creepy, crawly creatures, so I don't go to see him. Under the circumstances, I'm happy to have other people enjoy it if they like that stuff. I won't put it down. Just not for me. Chuck Curry is here. He doesn't think I have a stomach for the tough stuff, and he's right. I don't like to go see those creepy, crawly creatures, and he loves to make fun of me because I don't like to go see him. All right, so Chuck is here with a lot of movie news for us, and we also have our daily contest, which considers three excerpts, three audio clips from a movie. In this case, we're celebrating the birth of the male lead in this movie. This star is 69 today, and you'll recognize right away, I think, the components of the movie, first in a series that were really quite good, frankly. 888, some people, Chuck will probably say the first one was the best one. I don't know if that's true or not. I found them all entertaining. 888-302-3684. So with that little bit of a hint, we have three excerpts. If you haven't won a Movie Moments before, like to have a swell prize, help yourself to 888-302. Doug, if you can identify this movie.
Aw, man, the Doobie Brothers broke up.
Got it? 888-302-3684. Next clue, Michael.
A minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Not a deal.
All right, that should give it. I mean, don't you have it now?
I still don't have it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't recognize the lead, the male and the female lead. All right, so let's do one more.
All I care about is my sister, and that map is her life.
Like hell it is. Whatever's at the end of this map is your sister's life. Now we get our hands on this El Corazon, then you got something to bargain with.
All right. You got it now?
I got it.
You got it. 888-302-3684. I will give you this much of a hint. Both of the stars in this movie, very likable, very good story. The characters were pretty good all the way around. Both of them have had major impacts on their lives because of the smoking that they have done through most of their lives. Both of them have suffered the ill effects of smoking, which is something that obviously became a real problem for both of them. 888-302-3684. All right. So identify that movie that comes from 1984, and you'll be cool. Meanwhile, Chucker has movie news for us right after this on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 central, followed by the gripping 2-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Ah! All right, so, Chucker, what do we have that's big news in the world of the movies and DVDs and videos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
All right, Doug, filming, getting underway on Dumb and Dumber 2, with 2 being spelled T-O. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels return after 20 years to play their simpleton characters, Harry and Lloyd. The Farley brothers also return to direct. The film will be out next summer. Speaking of Jeff Daniels, he just won an Emmy for the HBO show, a newsroom. Some TV news of interest, Doug. Lifetime announced yesterday it's canceled Army Wives after 8 seasons. I was a fan. I watched it with my wife. Another good show bites the dust, so no more Army Wives. And reaction on the internet among fans, big disappointment. Now, speaking of disappointment on the internet, reaction on the internet is venomous on the last episode, season final of Dexter. Fans of the series did not like it at all, at least the majority of them. I didn't mind it. I thought it was not the direction I would have went in, but I love Dexter as a whole, but boy, the internet can be a really negative tool for TV and movies if it doesn't go the fans' way, and in the case of Dexter, it's pretty nasty.
All right, are they as upset about that as they are watching Ted Cruz on C-SPAN?
Yeah.
Here's Sean. What's the name of the movie, Sean?
Jewel of the Nile.
Well, you're a little bit late on that one. Dustin in Pascagoula. What is the name of it?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.